The Bach Society of Dayton will present In Praise of Peace, Giving Thanks with Bach and Handel, Sunday, May 18th at the Kettering Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus, and with Discover Classical's David Crean, who is the Bach Society's music director. So you're going back to Bach with this concert?
Yeah, back to our namesake. We did a little bit of Bach on our fall concert, but now we're doing one of his major works, the Magnificat. It was written during his first year in Leipzig, which I've always found incredible. It's an unusually difficult work, and he threw it at his choir after only about 6 months of knowing them for Christmas in 1723, and I've always wondered what their reaction might have been to having to learn that.
Explain the title of this concert.
The two Handel works, the Te Deum and the Jubilate, were commissioned to celebrate the Peace of Utrecht, which ended the War of Spanish Succession. That was pretty early in Handel's career in England. This was well before the oratorios, before even most of the operas, around the time that he was writing the Chandos anthems. And he was still kind of getting used to writing pieces with English texts and to setting English texts, and there's some kind of residual awkwardness. But he had a wonderful model in a set of works by Purcell that he knew very well and that had been performed in the years immediately leading up to the composition of his Te Deum and Jubilate.
The concert begins at 4 p.m. on the 18th, but there's a pre-concert talk at 3. Who's giving that this time?
Yeah, Chuck Larkowski from Wright State is going to be giving our pre-concert talk. I don't know what he's going to be speaking about, so it'll be a surprise to me as well, but that is at 3 o'clock on the same day. And as always, we're offering childcare during the performance free of charge for people with young children.
What was your original inspiration for this concert, In Praise of Peace?
Well, full disclosure, it wasn't actually originally called In Praise of Peace when we realized that the NATO summit was happening in May and that it was the anniversary of the Dayton Peace Accords. We thought that would be a good tie-in, especially since two of the pieces on the program were written for a similar occasion, the celebration of the end of a war. So we retitled it to be appropriate to what's going on in Dayton during this month.
How long do you have to rehearse a program like this?
It depends when we finish the program before. So we've been rehearsing this one since mid-March. For a while, we were doing it jointly with Messiah, but now that Messiah is finished, we've been able to focus our attention on this program for about the last month.
And you have some instrumental pieces on the concert, too.
Yeah, we're doing the second Brandenburg Concerto with trumpet player Eric Knorr. He's going to play trumpet on that. It's one of the legendarily difficult trumpet pieces in the repertoire, so we're looking forward to doing that. Haven't done any of the Brandenburgs for a bit, but it's good to get a healthy dose of our namesake on the program and give the choir a little bit of a breather, because that Magnificat really is a challenge.
What's next for the Bach Society of Dayton?
Well, we haven't officially announced our 2025-2026 season yet, but it is pretty well planned. We've got some music by Purcell, actually, Handel's model for this concert. We'll do one of Purcell's best-known works in the fall, along with a much-beloved piece by Vivaldi. Later in the year, we'll take a trip to Vienna with Haydn and do one of his late masses in addition to some other pieces. It's going to be a great program. We've got a Spanish-themed concert coming up next spring where we're hoping to involve other community groups. So stay tuned for details about that, but we hope to be releasing our next season information very, very soon. I'm really glad to be doing these Handel pieces. They're not done as often as some others, especially the oratorios, but even really the Chandos anthems. They're kind of neglected jewels, I think, and several choristers have commented that they had no idea these pieces even existed, but they're so glad that we're doing them. So it's a great opportunity to hear some wonderful music. The Magnificat really speaks for itself. It's an incredible piece. I don't want to miss hearing that. And the Handel pieces are a rare opportunity to hear what Handel was doing kind of early in his life before he was an international celebrity.
The Bach Society of Dayton's concert In Praise of Peace, Giving Thanks with Bach and Handel, is Sunday, May 18th at 4 p.m. at the Kettering Seventh-day Adventist Church. Get more details at bachsocietyofdayton.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.